the present madness of our world, American Family Radio is just like an oasis of joy and hope. We honestly need and depend on this radio station for its input into our daily lives. Thanks so much, American Family Radio, for allowing us to explore the daily issues with you as you present information that we can't see or hear through any other media outlet. Thanks so much.
In honor of Brother Don Wildman and his wife Linda, it's Founders Day on American Family Radio. It's been more than 40 years since Reverend Don Wildman felt a calling from the Lord and began pouring all his energy and resources into starting a new ministry. Since then, countless lives have been touched by God through AFA and AFR.
Only promise I've ever made to people who give us money. That is, we'll be the best stewards of their money, their gifts, as we can be.
To help us honor Brother Don's hard work and faithfulness to the Lord, you can call 877-616-2396 and make a pledge of support to AFR. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at afr.net. It's day two of Share-a-thon, and it's Founders Day on American Family Radio.
It is day two. It's Wednesday, and it's always an exciting day right in the middle, the beginning and the ending. So we want you to call this number, and we're going to give this number quite often in this hour, 877-616-2396. We are excited about the possibility of what God can do during this hour of people calling in and saying, we want to be a part and partnering with you to take the gospel and truth around our nation and even our world. Alex, it's good to be on Share-a-thon, isn't it?
Well, it really is. And the number, folks, by the way, is 877-616-2396. If you would call, even right now while you're thinking about it, partner with us. Your gift in any amount will be used, as that clip by Don Wildman said, we promise to handle it faithfully, honorably, and fruitfully for the gospel. Please call this number right now and give, if you would, 877-616-2396. And the battle for truth and just the calling to proclaim truth, to stand for truth, to show forth conviction and courage. Bert, if somebody asked me who personifies that, there's a lot of people I could think of, but I think of somebody, a mutual friend you and I have, that really is the personification of truth and boldness for the gospel. Who would you name?
Let me see. We've got several folks, but the one that comes to mind is Bishop E.W. Jackson. Am I right, Alex?
Amen. Amen. Wouldn't it be great if we could have him on?
Do you think that's possible?
Well, God answers prayers.
Hey, Bishop Jackson, thank you for joining us, brother.
You all are too kind, and listen, as far as I'm concerned, I am honored to be able to be here with you all and help with Share-a-thon. Look, folks, it is just a blessing to be a part of a ministry that, in my view, is really unparalleled because, you know, I've said to my own audience whenever I've had a chance to talk to them, you know, there are many places where the things that we say, you wouldn't be allowed to say. Because we're telling the truth, the unvarnished, unadulterated, uncompromising truth. And that's what AFR is dedicated to. I can't think of a better place for people to invest in the gospel and invest in the propagation of truth than right here at this network. And again, just to reiterate what you all have said, folks, don't wait a moment. Get in on it now. The number is 877-616-2396. So you guys are all too kind to me. I just want to sit here and do what I can to help you giants accomplish what God has for you to do this time.
Oh, amen. Bishop Jackson, let me just share with you. We love you, and we can't get enough of you on the radio, so we're doing it on the podcast. So you're not only helping radio. Now, let me tell you this. With Bishop Jackson, Sandy Rios, others that were on the radio but now are not, we've got them on podcast. And when you call 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, you're equipping us to continue doing what God has called us to do. And Alex, it's a joy to be a part of that and know that God is doing this great work, isn't it?
Amen. Amen. And, you know, I've got some statistics that I want to discuss. And both of you gentlemen, I want to pick your brain on some things. But Bishop E.W. Jackson, for one thing, I want to say, I know I speak for millions of radio listeners and people, how much we appreciate you and your principled, consistent, courageous stand for truth. But let me throw a Bible verse, and I want your response. Hosea 4:6 says, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." Apply that to our current situation in the Western world, if you would. What has been the consequence of the lack of the knowledge of the truth of the Lord?
You know, Alex, that verse is both a solemn warning and sound advice. It is a solemn warning because it says what I have said many, many times in a variety of ways. America doesn't work without God. You take God out of the center of a culture, any culture, and it's inevitably going to collapse. And so God says, my people are destroyed for the and by the way, not perish, but are destroyed. In other words, in my view, that means they actively open up Satan's ability to destroy them when they reject the knowledge of God. And we've got people in our country right now, all too sadly, are just absolutely willing to buy into anything. It's almost like the litmus test is, as long as it's against God, we're for it. As long as it disagrees with God's word, we're for it. And that's a formula for the destruction of our country. And that's why you all and I and AFR fight so hard to promote the truth, because we know the truth is what sets people free. And we know blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. We want our country to be blessed and not cursed. So, but we've got some folks who are heading down a real, I mean, they are doing a jackknife into the abyss. They're not just sort of easing their way to it. They are diving headlong into it and would love to take the country with them. And we can't let that happen. And praise God for AFR that is standing in the gap, promoting the truth and making it very difficult for these lies to take root. So folks, again, this is a great time for you to support the work that this network and that the American Family Association Family of Ministries has been doing by calling 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. And by the way, you can give online too at afr.net. So yeah, Alex, that verse is both a solemn warning and sound advice. If you don't want to be destroyed, make sure that the knowledge of God is central.
Amen. Well, what we're doing is two times a year, one time in the spring, one time in the fall, for 3 days, we change our lineup and share with you the needs we have, and it's financial. And here's what our president, Tim, says. If you can get people to call, they call in and give the money. So our idea is you call in. And let me just share with you, we're going to play a soundbite of somebody that called in as a listener who God has blessed through AFR. And when you have called in and shared that money, you're a part of the blessing in their life. Now, I want to tell you, that's a great way to look at it. We couldn't do what we're doing without you, and you are a part of the blessing. So let's listen to this listener testimony.
Hi, this is Catherine Hollyfield. I live in DeRidder, Louisiana. And since I became an AFR listener, praise God, I've become an informed Christian. Without you all, I wouldn't be informed and able to share the information with those I know in my church and in my prayer groups and with my friends. I love the way each program complements each other in God's Word and the events of the day, what's going on in the world. Exploring the Word is an amazing program, sharing God's Word and answering Bible questions. I share the action alerts with all I can, and because of your teaching, I'm trying to do my part to be a watchman and to be a servant of Christ. Thank God for you all.
Now, Guys, we didn't pick that out because she said exploring the word, but I sat in on this for 4 hours each day, this, and the number of people that's being blessed by the word of God, Bishop Jackson, just the word of God is quick and powerful and than any two-edged sword, and it's the only thing that divides soul and spirit. Everything else can't do that, but that's the power of the word of God, isn't it?
And it's the truth. And, you know, Jesus said the truth is what makes you free. Amen. I mean, think about the fact that we've got people running around our country now very sadly and very misguidedly saying, well, there's no such thing as male and female, and you can go from being a male to being a female, and that pretty much anything goes as long as you think it, you can be it. You can be an animal if you want to. You can identify as a cat. I mean, This is where lies take you. They take you into the bondage of unreality, really, where you disconnect from reality as it really is. And, you know, that's why, again, I am honored to be associated with and to be a part of American Family Radio. But I don't say it for that reason. I say it because it's the truth. Even entities that consider themselves to be conservative fall short because they're not rooted and grounded in God's word, which is the source of truth. It is the truth. And that makes all the difference in the world. So, folks, again, I am just, it is my pleasure and my honor to be able to be part of Share-a-thon with these great men of God. And I want to just encourage you, because our country, we've got a president who is far more sympathetic and understanding of the Christian perspective, but he cannot save the country alone. He cannot save the culture alone. We have a major part to play in this. So 877-616-2396 is the number to call. It's 877-616-2396. Or go to AFR.net and give today to make sure that the truth can continue to go out from this great network.
Bishop Jackson, Alex McFarland here. And by the way, folks, the number, if you would call the number, please dial now while you're thinking about it. Your financial gift in any amount, a tax-deductible contribution, will be used to present, explain, and defend biblical truth. And we all know that's the hope of our nation, really, the Lord Jesus and His Word. So call this number, 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or you can give securely online at AFR.net, as in AmericanFamilyRadio.net. Bishop, I want to ask you, ignorance, fear, silence, which of those is the worst? I mean, think about it, folks. To know the truth, to proclaim the truth, to impart the truth, God will use that to change a culture. It's happened throughout history. But ignorance, fear, silence, what's the most detrimental of those, Bishop?
Well, you know, they're all bad, but I would say this. Fear will breed ignorance and silence, because fear will make people afraid of the truth, because there's a price to be paid for proclaiming the truth. You all have experienced it. I have. This network has experienced it. When there are people who so hate the truth that they hate you because you are willing to stand up for the truth, and the people see that and say, I don't want any part of that. Kind of like Peter, you know, no, I don't. Oh, me? No, I don't know him. Jesus? No, never heard of the guy. And there are people who will do that because they're afraid of knowing the truth and having people associate them with it.
Amen. Hey, that number, we want you to call 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. Share-a-thon, call in. Make your pledge right now.
In honor of Brother Don and Linda Wildman, it's Founders Day on AFR.
One time in the past, when I used to kind of spearhead what we do with our semi-annual share-a-thons, we used to have it in a very tight kind of environment room. It was very small compared to what we have today. And there was generally, by the time we got going, you might say it was organized chaos because you had phones ringing and you had people all around. And, of course, we didn't do anything on computer monitors. Everything was done with a pen and paper and so forth. So, you know, there was a lot of camaraderie, but, you know, there was just a lot of confusion, if you will, going on at the same time. It was glorious confusion, but it was confusing. And I never will forget that in the midst of all of the hubbub, the sounds that were going on all around us, I happened to notice out of the corner of my eye that off in one corner of the room, there was Don. And I knew that he had had one of his grandsons and that he had brought him in with him. And he just kind of, you know, was sitting there in his own world with this grandchild, with all of this going on around us. And he was just sitting there changing his diaper and totally oblivious to everything else. And I've always thought that that was such a, you know, just a important moment. And it captured what he really was about as a leader of a ministry like the American Family Association. That, you know, hey, this was an important part time for us. This is how we raised a lot of the monies that allowed us to do the job that we were called to do at this ministry. And what the Lord's purpose behind this mission was. But all of that was secondary to that child right then and right there. Because to him, that was the most important person in his life. And to me, that epitomizes what a Don Wildman is all about.
Brother Don has been standing in the gap for families, and Linda has been standing behind him since the inception of this ministry more than 40 years ago. We praise the Lord for our founders' obedient service, and we invite you to make a gift in their honor during Share-a-thon on AFR.
Katie Adams, Brandon, Mississippi. I am an analytical chemist and mother of three little girls. I want to thank AFR for telling the American people what's really going on. I thank God for you out loud on Wednesday nights at church to try to encourage the church as a whole to listen. Thank you to the Wildmans and AFR. You have truly blessed my life.
It's day two of Share-a-thon, and it's Founders Day. We're honoring Brother Don Wildman for his hard work and faithfulness to the Lord.
Faithfulness is the word.
You can join us in honoring Brother Don for your support of this ministry. Call now at 877-616-2396 and make your pledge. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at afr.net. It's Founders Day on American Family Radio.
Yes, we want you to make that call. We're having people looking in at the window saying, our phones need to ring. That means we have people at Telephone Central just there twiddling their fingers. We don't want them to do that. We want them to answer those phones, and you've got to call in order to keep them busy and not be bored. And that number is 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. We have our guest today. Alex and I are excited about it. Brent's excited about it. Bishop E.W. Jackson, he has the podcast. All you have to do is go to AFR.net, go up and find the podcast link, and then scroll down and you'll find the Awakening. And all of those are there. And so those of you that are missing him at noonday, listen, you can get your fix, okay? And we want you to do that. Listen, guys, right now we're sitting at 9,285 people have called in for pledges. Do you guys think we could go up to 9,400 before the hour's over? Do y'all think we might do that?
Yes.
Okay, it's 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. And we're asking God to pour your spirit out. We want him to pour it out on you in order for you to feel like this is where God wants you to be and sharing much of your money as you feel like God would want you to so that God can use us. We want God's word to go forth. So 877-616-2396. One more thing, and I'll throw it to you, Alex. I love to hear these. These are people that have called in. Terrence from Centerville, Virginia. Lester from Sparta, Tennessee. Douglas from Malvern, Arkansas. Julie from St. Paul's, North Carolina. Vicky from Strasburg, I think it's Strasburg, Virginia. And we have them from Clovis, New Mexico. They've called, and we praise God for that. Put your name on this list. That's a good list to be on, isn't it, Alex?
Well, it really is. Wow. Clovis, New Mexico. I love that part of the country. And the number is 877-616-2396. Bert, I want to get back to Bishop Jackson, but there are some ways that the ministry wants to say thank you for people's giving. Would you mention that? One, a great book by Stephen McDowell on defending that the Bible is God's word.
That's the name of it, The Bible, Divine or Human. Now, we know the answer is yes, but in the book, he gives you reason so you can be secure in the knowledge. And when you give a one-time gift of $150 or more, you'll receive this, and we're proud of that. It's a good, good book. If you make a pledge and you're willing to become a Great Commission partner, which means you give $30 or more on a monthly basis, you'll receive this book, but also you'll see this AFR embossed pad folio. Now, everybody's saying, what in the world is that? It's a pad that you can zip and unzip. You can put paper in it. You can put this book in it. You can probably put your Kindle in it, something like that. And it's a great, great gift to you. It's not paying you, but it's saying thank you. Listen, we can say thank you in so many ways, and we do it by word, but we also, blessed is it's more to give than to receive, and we like to give as well. So we want to give that, and we thank you for doing that. Well, Bishop Jackson, are you still enjoying doing the awakening? It's not quite as much pressure on a daily basis as it is once a week, is it? But it's still important, isn't it?
I love every moment of it. And the Lord gave me that name, The Awakening, because what he was saying to me is he wants his people to wake up and to wake others up. And that's exactly what AFR is doing. I mean, we are waking up people all over this country. You know, we talk to listeners and they say, I only listen to AFR. You know, that I just keep AFR on all the time because they know they're going to get the truth without apology and without compromise. They know they're going to be informed on the issues, and they don't have to be concerned about suddenly you got a little monkey wrench thrown in the works where, you know, we thought this we could rely on this, but now what are they promoting here? You're not going to get any of that here. And so, folks, this is a place where, you know, Bert and Alex, I really believe in the power of seed. I really do. I believe Amen. That what the Bible says is true, that be not deceived, God is not mocked whatsoever. And I don't think that's just money, but whatsoever you sow, you're going to reap. And I'll tell you, I have never sown better seed than sowing into American Family Radio and American Family Association because of the wonderful things that this organization does, not just AFR, but all of the other. I mean, we've got so many different ministries that flow from this, folks. And when you give that $150 we were just talking about, you are blessing not only the radio program, but you're blessing all kinds of organizations that are doing charitable work and helping families and making television and movies. So all kinds of things grow out of this. It is seed well sown, and I really believe it pleases God. And we don't give to get, But God is pleased when we are giving, and He says, when you give, you're going to receive, and you may not need money, or that may not be what's on your mind. You may be concerned about your community. When you give to an organization like AFR and AF American Family Association, you are helping to get the truth where it is needed, and that may cause the break that is needed in that community or in that situation you're facing. We've got a team of kids put out of sports altogether. Simply because in Vermont, simply because they would not play against a male player who claimed to be a woman. And this was a basketball team. They were dismissed from the entire sports league of the Vermont school system. From everything. They can't play soccer. They can't play tennis. They can't play golf. They can't play anything. That's nothing but Christian persecution. Who's speaking up for them? Well, you better believe AFR is always going to be on the front lines and speaking up for our First Amendment rights and speaking up for our Christian values. So, folks, the number is 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or go to AFR.net. Light it up for us. By the way, you ask, can we reach that goal that you mentioned, Bert? God has put two scriptures on my heart this year that have just come back to me again and again. Jeremiah 33:3, call to me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you do not know. And Ephesians 3:20, he is able to do the exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that works in us. I think we're going to reach that goal, Bert, and we're going to burst right through it.
Amen. Alex, amen. I just got to say this. After we said that, we heard from Robert in Massachusetts. We hear from everywhere, Baker City, Oregon. Make your city and your town known here. I just love to see these places, Alex.
Indeed. And you're listening, if you're just tuning in, Exploring the Word with Bert Harper and Alex McFarland, but our very, very special guest, longtime big and friend, Bishop E.W. Jackson. And if you believe people need to hear life-changing truth, not only the salvation message of Jesus, although obviously that's the most important thing, and millions of people a year hear about how to be born again through all the great programming, but people hear about worldview and how they can build their life on the gospel of Jesus, the truth of God's word. They can make a difference. If you, like us, believe that this is part of what is right with our nation, and it's being used by God to make a wonderful difference, then help support. Invest today. Partner with us. You can call this number, 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. Hey, you'll talk to a really friendly voice. There's a very large room at AFA that they always make it into kind of telephone central. And you'll be blessed. You'll talk to a friendly voice. And then if you want to give securely online, you may do that at AFR.net. And Bishop Jackson, as I travel and speak, everywhere I go, literally every city, whether I'm in a large city or in a rural area, doesn't matter where I go in America, people come up. Every now and then people drive 4, 5, 6, 8, 9 hours. People drive seriously, and they'll say, I just wanted to tell you in person what you and Bert mean and what AFR means. But here's the thing. Courage is contagious. Revival is contagious. And people being bold to lovingly but decisively speak truth to their neighbors around them, that's part of the movement God is building through this outreach, isn't He?
It is. And, you know, it's interesting. We got a call from Massachusetts. And I say when AFR is touching the hearts of people in Massachusetts, we are getting right down into the bowels of Egypt, because Amen. Massachusetts is one of those states that has gone very, very liberal. There's some wonderful Christian people living there. Praise God. But that means, you know, like that line in, I believe it's Psalm 19 that says, His line has gone out through all the earth and His words to the end of the world. And that's what AFR is doing. We're reaching people in places where others simply can't reach them, don't get to them. So we thank God and praise God for that. So folks, here again, somebody in Massachusetts, and I've lived in Massachusetts for over 20 years, so I know the state pretty well. That tells you something. I think that's God signaling to us that we're getting to places that others don't even get invited to, but we're in there by the grace of God and by the Spirit of God. So folks, 877-616-2396 is the number, 877-616-2396, or go to AFR.net to give securely. So yeah, Alex, Bert, it is a blessing to be a part of seeing the gospel of Jesus Christ and the Word of God in application to all the issues of the day going out into America and being the salt and light that God called us to be.
Amen. And those numbers are going up. Real quick, before we do anything, let's get the listener testimony. To me, that's the motivation. When people hear about people's lives being strengthened, changed, we have people that's been saved while they're on talking to us here on the radio. But let's listen to this listener testimony about what God has done.
My name is Scott from Wichita, Kansas. Attending church, of course, is very important. And I believe a house church, a smaller gathering of believers to help support and encourage one another, is even more important. And I look at AFR radio when I'm driving around town or on a trip, and listening to all the pastors and the music in the morning is like attending a house church. And I really appreciate AFR. Thank you.
Amen. Alex, This is what we do. We hear testimonies about how AFR is strengthening people, discipling people. And that's one of the things, what we call is one of our values. Let me give you five, and I'll throw it back to you, Alex. And we'll give that number before I throw it back to you. But evangelism and discipleship, marriage and family, sanctity of human life, stewardship, and religious liberty. Those are the values that we're promoting. And through that, we are seeing lives change. So you're a part of that when you call 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. And I can just tell you, the total pledges are going up, but not fast enough. So get on that phone, get online at AFR.net, and make that pledge so that when we finish this program, as Bishop Jackson said, we not only met it, but we went way past it. So make that call today. Go ahead, Alex.
Bishop, in the spirit of underscoring the importance of AFR, evangelizing and equipping, I want to get your thoughts, if you would, on those that are of the woke, progressive, socialist, globalist left. We're seeing such anger. And in December of 2024, the CEO of United Healthcare, Brian Thompson, was assassinated. And, you know, the wanton taking of a human life is always a tragedy. And yet online, a lot of people celebrated because of the apparent, big greedy corporation should pay. Now, here's a thing, a study that just came out today, and then I want your response. There is a think tank called the Network Contagion Research Institute, and a growing number of people, 57% of those that lean left say it is acceptable to vandalize Tesla dealerships, and 55.2% say that, and I'm not even going to vocalize and say this. Let me just say, of President Trump and Elon Musk, 48.6% say that vandalism is justified violence against Elon Musk, 55% against the president. Here's my point. Folks, you've got to understand that people unrestrained by truth and morals become vigilantes. I mean, the violence, the anger, the vitriol shows how much the world needs the message AFR is broadcasting. Would you agree?
Amen. Absolutely. Jesus said iniquity would abound, the love of many would wax cold, and that's exactly what we're seeing in the world today. 877-616-2396.
Amen. Way to go. We'll be right back.
It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
Jim had two things going against him. First, he was a habitual complainer. Now, I know you've met people like that. They're constantly complaining about something. If the sun is shining, they complain because there isn't any rain. If it's raining, they complain because the sun isn't shining. They would be absolutely miserable if they didn't have something to complain about. But since they do, they only make those around them miserable. Why people have that attitude is beyond me. Sure, there's plenty wrong. You don't have to be awake very long in the morning to realize that. But there's also plenty right. And it's up to us to choose which we will concentrate on. That which is wrong or that which is right. Now, I said Jim had two things going against him. The other was that he was stingy. He wanted to keep every penny he ever had, and he was constantly complaining about having to spend any of his money. I bet you've met people like that. Stingy, I mean. Of course, now, I know none of us are stingy, but we know other people who are. You and I have a healthy attitude toward money. We spend it for the necessities and for recreation, and we even give a tenth of our money to the church. Well, maybe not a tenth, but at least it's a lot more than other people give. But back to Jim. One day, Jim was talking with his neighbor and a friend of the neighbor. The subject turned to money, and Jim grabbed the chance to start complaining about how much his son was costing him. That boy didn't have any business going to college in the first place. College costs too much money. It ain't worth it. I never went to college, and it never hurt me. Well, the neighbor asked Jim about the boy getting a scholarship or his working to help some with the expenses. Well, he has a scholarship which pays for most of his tuition, and he works about 20 hours a week, but it still costs me a lot of money, Jim said. Up to that point in the conversation, the friend of Jim's neighbor had not said hardly anything. But there was a slack in the conversation, and the friend spoke up. I know how you feel, Jim. I had a boy in college a few years back. Seemed like it took everything I could beg and borrow to keep him in school. Every time I turned around, it was $10 for this and $50 for something else. And I guess I did my share of complaining about how much it was costing me. There was a pause in his conversation, but then the friend continued. But you know something, Jim? The neighbor's friend asked. What's that? Replied Jim. My boy doesn't cost me a penny now, the friend said. Well, I'll be glad when my boy doesn't cost me any more money, said Jim. The friend waited for a moment, then he ended the conversation. No, Jim, that boy of mine doesn't cost me a penny now. He'll never cost me another penny as long as I live. He was killed in an automobile accident 3 years ago. Think about it for a moment, my friend.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.
Kevin Brazil, Long Beach. I just wanted to call and give a voice of thanks just to let you know that it hadn't been so long ago that I was feeling really down, really pointless, hopeless, nothing. Looked forward to nothing. And not going to commit suicide or anything like that. I had made a covenant with the Lord before that I would never do that. But I still just had trouble being interested in anything. And the only thing that I looked forward to was the radio. Because I could always get some inspiration, some direction, some guidance. And I know the Father was at work, and I appreciate you more than you can imagine.
Thank you for listening to American Family Radio on Founders Day. We're honoring Brother Don Wildman as he honored the Lord.
I would just like to see every person in America have access to American Family Radio.
Call now at 877-616-2396 and make your pledge. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at afr.net. It's Founders Day on American Family Radio.
That number is so important. You've got to know it to call it. And again, we try to give it at least every minute or two. 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. Our guest today is Bishop E.W. Jackson, The Awakening. used to have the hour at lunchtime, and now he's on a podcast, and it's heard. It's still, you can get it. They go to AFR.net, go to the podcast, scroll down, and you can listen to The Awakening. And we're so glad that we have all of these privileges of having these connections with these men and women like Sandy Rose of God that is standing up and doing that which God has called them to do. Is God calling you to join in partnership with AFR that the gospel may go out, that truth would go out, that we would stand for righteousness and holiness? Well, if you can call and say, yes, I want to be a part of that, that number is 877-616-2396. Make that call. Do it today, just like Jeffrey from Whispering Pines, North Carolina. Alex, is Amen. Whispering Pines close to Pleasant Garden?
Within about 2 hours.
Okay, so those are beautiful. Man, they sound like great places to live,
aren't
they?
They sure do.
Now, down in the Carolinas, we know how to name places. We really do. Whispering Pines, yes.
Oh, man, that sounds like they'd have to have a golf course, doesn't it, Bishop Jackson? Whispering Pines?
it beckons you, doesn't it?
It does.
By the way, you know, you guys probably know this, but, you know, I was in Brother Don's spot. The spot that I had on the radio was the spot that Brother Don had.
Oh, wow, man.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, he was on, I guess, 12 Central Time, yeah. Monday through Friday. And I used to always marvel at that. And it's a reminder to us, when you give, you don't have to ask the question, well, is this good ground? Is this really, I mean, is this going to come to anything? When he first started, and there were people who would say, you're going to do what? you're going to start a radio network? You're going to try to reach the country? Oh, okay. But look, we've now got all these years of seed sown and harvest reaped to know that this is the hand of God working in this, because you have to raise the question. You can look and see what God has done with it. And so, folks, when you sow, when you give, you are sowing into good ground that has already been proved. 877-616-2396 or AFR.net. That's 877-616-2396 or AFR.net. Folks, I'll tell you what, sow into good ground and you can reap a great harvest spiritually and all kinds of other ways.
Amen. The number is 877-616-2396. You can give securely online at AFR.net, and your tax-deductible contribution in any amount. And guys, every now and then I think maybe people assume that it's, you know, big, big gifts that, you know, run a ministry like this. But I really think the gospel has gone forth sometimes by the widow's mite. And
yes.
Listen, it's obedience. And just think about it. No matter what the amount is, you can invest in the gospel, salvation of souls, revival, restoring truth. Bishop, there's a quote. I know we've all heard it. It's frequently attributed to a man named Edmund Burke of colonial America. But he said, all that is necessary for evil to triumph is for good men to do nothing. And good men, good women, young people, we are not going to let darkness overtake the world. We're not going to let evil triumph. We're not going to let falsehood go forth. We together can speak and stand for the truth, the love of God, the reality of God. And if ever a culture needed truth, it's the United States of the 21st century. And so Amen. We're not going to stand by, are we, guys? We're going to be involved and do what we can do.
You know, I think of our friend Bill Federer, who wrote a book called Silence is Consent. Mm. And then Isaiah 62, I was thinking of this scripture earlier. You brought me back to it. It says, I have set watchmen on your walls, O Jerusalem. They shall never hold their peace day or night. You who make mention of the Lord, do not keep silent and give him no rest till he establishes, until he makes Jerusalem a praise in the earth. I've often applied that scripture to our own country. And, you know, you and I, none of us can speak 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. none of us is on all the time. But guess what? Through AFR, we are. Through AFR, we are never silent. We are always pushing it out there. And I think God honors that because we are filling, charging the atmosphere with God's word. And folks, that's what's going to make the difference. We started at that. We said the word of God is, you were quoting it, Bert, sharper than any two-edged sword, cuts to the dividing of soul and spirit, of joints and marrow, is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. So folks, help us continue to get the word of God out there because that's what's going to make the difference. The number is 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396 or go to AFR.net. You can give securely online at AFR.net. You know, do it now, please.
Amen. You know what? If what Bishop Jackson doesn't motivate you or whatever, I think, when you hear what God is doing through AFR, through those people who are listening, it should motivate you because you're able to listen because people in the past gave. And now when you give, you're saying, hey, I want to hear, but I want others to hear and to keep on hearing because, listen, we're sending it forth. And so let's listen to this listener testimony right now about what God has done.
My name is Jarvis King. I live in Bogachitta, Mississippi. Many years ago, my dad and I had a Motorola two-way radio business in Macomb. Well, WAQL is still there, and it's on a tower. Dad decided to let Don Wildman get on the tower for free for the antenna space. And at the time, I didn't like the idea. I wasn't living right. Years went by. Dad's gone to be with the Lord. And I lived a terrible, addicted life till I went in Teen Challenge 15 years ago. And little did I know at the time when we, when Dad let Don get on the radio tower, that I would be listening to it now every day when I work. I just want to thank Don Wildman and all the staff there for blessing me every day, and such a blessing that my dad saw the vision with Don and allow them to get on the tower at Macomb.
Hallelujah, Alex. Hallelujah, wow. Brother.
Praise
what God. A testimony. Mm-hmm. And, you know, right now there are people that will be reached. They'll be discipled. They'll become champions for the gospel, champions for truth through what we're doing today. Hey, all of us, Bert and Bishop Jackson, myself, aren't we the beneficiaries of faithful folk that came before us?
Amen. Listen, I was on the board, and I understand that when I was serving with Brother Don and doing this, and when he came up with the idea, we're going to start a radio network. Bishop Jackson, you were talking about that. The board looked at each other, and we said, here we go again. We're going to stay on this wagon with Don Wildman, and here we are. Years later, and it's not just nationwide because of the internet, it's worldwide. Mm-hmm. You know, vision is really important.
Amen.
Godly vision is really important. So when you make that call at 877-616-2396, you're continuing that vision that Brother Don had of reaching America, and now because of the internet, reaching the world. I would say that was small beginnings, but God did something with it, Bishop Jackson.
Amen. And look, and all of us, in a sense, stand on his shoulders because God gave him a vision that maybe people didn't fully understand. We've laughed and talked about when he first said he was leaving his pastoring a church and he was going to be starting this movement, this organization. And people kind of looked at him as if to say, okay, well, here we go. But look at what God has done. I watched in this movie about how when that movie, The Last Temptation of Christ, came out, Brother Don was in the forefront of leading Christians to stand up against this blasphemy of Jesus Christ. I was up in Boston protesting at a theater where people were blaspheming the name of Jesus, and I didn't realize I was there because Brother Don took a stand and informed Christians around the country of this thing and its blasphemous nature. So, look, all of us have been blessed through what God has done with him. And folks, just as that young man said, look, my dad saw the vision. I didn't see it, but now I see it. You're going to be blessing other people by giving and allowing them, who maybe they don't catch it right away, but eventually they will. 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or give at AFR.net. You can give securely there and bless somebody who may not even know that they're about to be blessed by American Family Radio.
Let me get this in, Alex, for you to... Right now, I hadn't even thought about this. We're in a $50,000 challenge right now, guys. That means people have already given that $50,000, and they're challenging us to match it, which is simply say, hey, we're going to give twice as much, and that's what we want to do. That $50,000 is there. Will you match it by calling 877-616-2396? Go ahead, Alex.
I'm going to read a scripture. This is kind of our theme scripture, Isaiah 44:3. For I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon thy seed, and my blessing upon thine offspring. Guys, things like water for the thirsty, and flood water into dry, hard ground, the Spirit of God on the lives of our children, the blessing of God on us and those who come after us. These are things that resonate with all of our hearts. And folks, you can be a blessing. It's about the glory of Jesus. It's about Christ's great commission. Frankly, it's about the saving of America. It really is. And you can be a part of helping do this. And the number, if you would dial this number right now, call right now while you're thinking about it, if you would, it's 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. You'll talk to a really friendly voice. Bert, I've been in the phone room during Share-a-thon, and it gets to be church in there. People are praising God, interceding and praying for one another, and yes, financially contributing. And it is tax deductible, but it's just, it works on every level. There's no reason not to be a part of this joyful thing the Lord is doing. You know, guys, isn't it a beautiful thing? Bishop Jackson, we're about the most serious business in the world, the salvation of souls. Mm-hmm. It's a spiritual warfare. The emissaries of the devil against the people and person of God Almighty, and yet God's people are a happy people. Isn't that a beautiful thing?
Amen.
Happy, Alex, happy and not hateful. We are full of the love of God, even toward the people who don't understand or don't agree with us. You know, that scripture you read, I looked at a couple, those two lines after it, and it continues, they will spring up among the grass like willows by the watercourses. One will say, I am the Lord's.
Amen.
And that's what we're ultimately giving people an opportunity to do, to say, I am the Lord's, because he loves them, we love them, and we want them. And so, folks, when you give 877-616-2396, that's 877-616-2396, you have no idea whose heart you may be touching and who may end up in heaven with you as a result of your having given and allowed us to continue to get the gospel of Jesus Christ out.
Well, guys, let me do this. We're close to the starting the news and have 5 minutes break, but let me say we started way below this, and we were looking for 9,400 right now, and it is growing 9,461. Amen. We
Amen.
Went way over, and we came Amen. In, and the pledges per hour was at 40 something, and right now it's showing 83, and it's climbing too. We've had a great hour. Alex and I tell folks, Bishop Jackson, that this hour, we praise God for our listeners. You've come through again, Amen. And we're thanking God. And Bishop Jackson, are you going to stay on and talk to Abe Hamilton III too?
I most certainly am. You all got me charged up. I'm ready to go now.
Amen. Hey, Alex, great job, brother. Praise the Lord, man.
To God be the glory. Folks, thanks for listening. Please keep in prayer. Let's join together in prayer. And as God leads you, would you give? Call this number, 877-616-2396. the truth of God's Word, the Spirit of the Lord, the saving of our nation. Let's all participate.
Amen. 877-616-2396, the $50,000 challenge. We've gone up to 9,471 in just that little bit. Give a call right now.